So at various times in this weekend, and especially in the men's group yesterday, there was expressed almost a discomfort of, I did have clear roles as a man, and several of you talked about your role in the army, the tzava, and the kind of dialogue and the kind of clarity, and I'm here for a function. And others talked about the clarity of the function, running a business and being a manager and doing what needs to be done as a male, and how clear it was to be a male designed by the family, the society, the world, and constructed as a role and an image and a gender. And then quite a few, in I guess all of us actually, in the men's group, were really talking about not being in that place and trying to find where I am now without things being constructed as clear role of being a male like this. And including some of you also at other times have said, well, I'm not sure why I need to talk about gender. It's too vague. It's not clear. What's this gender? How to relate to it? And we talked about patriarchy and how that dominates and how much pain that gives. So I want to look at that in a positive sense. What are we going to do with the roles that are no longer so clear? And how are we going to look again? And what's the role of Dharma in challenging fixed, constructed roles called, I know what it's like to be a man or a woman. The woman is this and this and this and Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, you do the checks, family. And the male is Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, you do the ticks, like the plane before it takes off. Tick the boxes. This is what it means to be a male in our world. And it's clearly not for us in this small community. It's no longer clear and obvious, and yet that brings with it uncertainty and unclarity and finding myself, and the whole society is also in that place. And I gave the example of one of my granddaughters who said, you know, I'm trying to work out which gender I want to be. The whole society is reflecting this as well, that things are breaking up, that things are less clear, that things are opening, that the patriarchy is being challenged in many ways, and if it's not being challenged, it destroys itself. And you can see it right now, that the whole planet is destroying itself and patriarchy is destroying, in a way, itself. So I want to look at this again. We thought we were wearing livush, tight clothes, livush kazeh, tight. Now we're beginning to take them off. We're beginning to undo them. So I want to put this in a Dharma perspective, because that's also the process in the Dharma in relation to self. So gender is an aspect of self. Who I am, my role, my view of myself, who I think I am to myself, and how others see me, it's all about self. And the Dharma goes very deep and challenges that from the very, very ground. And gives more space challenge the attachments, herzud, the attachments to being a person of a certain kind and really conditioned, hatnaya, the mutne. I am like this, and I take on the conditions and I fit myself into these clothes. And on the very basic level, the Dharma is challenging that deeply. So I want to just explain in a few words how that works in the Dharma. Many of you know it already, but just a few words about Paticca-samuppada, which is a fundamental teaching of the Dharma. And it basically says that we make our consciousness, our brain, is formed into a shape. We're born tabula rasa, open consciousness that's ready for the world, mukhan le'olam. And then we begin to check, what's this, what's right, what's there. In relation to that, as a male, I remember being one time in a lift in a building with 5 stories. And there was a small child, aged maybe 3 or 2.5, a boy, and his father, and I was there in the lift at the same time. And the boy was asking his father, "Tell me, do I press Control S or Control A on the computer? Is it good to press this button and then that button?" And the whole time, while the lift was going story to story to story, up all these stories, the boy was asking for approval from his father about pressing the buttons on the computer. And I was watching this, and I saw that how the boy is so wanting to become somebody, and the only way he can do that is by pleasing his father and getting kazeh ishurim from the father that I'm a good boy, because I know to press this button, this button, this button on the computer. And it was so touching, just this little scene there of the boy trying to be somebody and with so much enthusiasm, I need to know what it's like to be a person, a boy, with this father. But we're all doing the same. So in Paticca-samuppada, basically, we are becoming somebody, and our thoughts become thoughts, and our consciousness takes shape, and our brain has networks, and from there we build a sense of step by step, moment by moment, maybe a million times a day, we are confirming the world. We look at a tree 1,000 times, and every time we look at the tree, it confirms that it's a tree, and I'm here, and I'm looking at the tree, and the tree gets more fixed, and I get more fixed. And that's the way Paticca-samuppada builds. We build it 1,000 times a day. Every time we are conscious of something, we build the thing, and we build the person that's looking at it. And it's basically built through our desires for the world, for living, and for being. Our desires, our aversions, yes, this good, this not, this good. Like the boy was desiring, he needed to get his father's okay. It comes from the heart. But through the heart he builds himself in a very structured place. So we do it all the time. And that's the way it works within the consciousness itself. So Paticca-samuppada just basically talks about the way attachment is actually working inside the consciousness and how the consciousness builds a world. And in the Dharma, it's not God that makes a world, it's us. The Dharma is, we are creating a world according to the karma of this moment. My dog will create another world according to the karma of that dog at that moment. So we create the world that it's a mystery why exactly this world. Even the Buddha had no idea. He couldn't say why exactly it happens like this. No one knows, the karma is too vast. No one can understand why exactly this is the way it is. But it's built basically on nothing. It's the constructions that we make, and then we think we know the world, but it's a construction here that says this is a tree, and there's no absolute proof of anything. It's built, that's the void, that's the emptiness. It's, we make constructions of a world which seem to be true and absolute, but it's actually built on nothing. It's built because we learn it, not because it exists like that. So anyway, I won't go into all of that, that's a big story. But we build a self at the same time as we recognize a tree, we recognize the person that's seeing a tree. So we're building all the time an identity, and we're building all the time, every moment, and we're confirming it, and we're supporting it. And the Dharma comes along and goes in the opposite direction. The Dharma would say about the tree, is it really so? The Dharma would come along and say, meditation, wait. Be with senses, khushim. Be with consciousness as it is. And if the consciousness is building a story, know it's a story. The consciousness itself knows it's a story being built. It's not absolute truth. It comes and goes. It doesn't need to be believed. It, as Leela was saying, it's a view. And slowly we take the belief and the solidity out of the world that we're apparently creating, and the brain becomes different. The consciousness becomes freer, more playful, more light. So we see a tree in 1,000 ways. We see ourselves in 1,000 ways. And that's exactly what was happening with the men's group. Instead of being like a good soldier or a good high-tech or a good, you know, father or a good mother or a good child carer, we begin to open all of those things. Wait a minute. Who am I really? I'm much bigger than that. I'm much bigger than these roles or these definitions of who I need to be. And it's just, a lot of it is about less, more space in the brain. Less inhibition, less filter. There's more space. Those of you who've tried ayahuasca and psychedelics and so on will know that it can happen very quickly in a psychedelic experience. There's less filtering, and all of a sudden you become a tree. Or you have no idea what a tree is anymore, and no idea who you are. Maybe you're a black panther in the jungle of South America. So it can happen in 5 minutes. But then the conditioning is so strong, go back. We go back to the conditions and conditioning. But slowly in the Dharma, all of that is opened and questioned, and piruk, the Dharma is piruk, is the piruk of the belief, that means sankharas. It's still, the world still exists. The Dharma doesn't invite you to kind of go into nowhere land and total nothingness. That's not emptiness, by the way. Emptiness is empty of fixations, kibaon and attachment, but not empty of world. We're alive. So it's not that emptiness is not just there's nothing exists, but it's just that we don't know what exists. We can ultimately not know what is a tree or who we are. When the Buddha once was asked, how do you recognize an enlightened person? He answered, you recognize them because you can't find them. Because they don't belong to any definitions. Because the constructed world doesn't work anymore. because the consciousness is much freer and bigger than the constructions that are sitting inside it, that are built out of the same stuff as the consciousness. Consciousness is there, free and total and endless, and then keeps building definitions. Hagdarot, Lavchanot, Miani, Mizam, Azem, Azem, the Hakol. That's how to what you feel when you're awakened. It's hundreds and hundreds of ways that this can be described. I said one yesterday, which is
personally, how can you describe it? I mean the moment of the phrase that you felt like you were awakened.
It's infinity, the universe being playful, creating forms. This moment, this body, the point of view of the universe, not the point of view of a person. It's more feels like that. The point of view, like the universe is looking out of your eyes. It's the point of view of the universe, not the point of view. But I don't want to go into that right now. More the sense of you and I, you know, all of us here. We have a huge consciousness, and we want to slowly through our inner work, inner practice, we want to allow that consciousness, the freedom that's in it, and the infinity that's in it, and the universe that's in it, our universal, and then get up in the morning and do what we need to do, make a cup of tea. It's not against one against the other, but we do it in a different way. So we can be somebody and go to work. Ki'ilu. It's we're not locked in that role. I was talking yesterday in the men's group about how many years I used to work in companies. Chevrot. That was my parnasa. Many, 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 many years, 40 years. And I used to go into these companies in Switzerland and in Denmark and in America and in Israel, and work with companies that and going into the world of, but how? And I always disturbed everybody. I asked the wrong questions, but with lots of love, and they couldn't absorb me, but they couldn't reject me. They couldn't push me out, because also they needed my knowledge, but they didn't quite know where to put me. And it was fine, and I earned my living all these years from being Yehutz, the Chevrot. But just to put it in a very clear Dharma way, what helps this process is constant reminder of the three characteristics, the three seals, anicca, anatta, dukkha. That's in Buddhist language, shall we say, in down-to-earth, moment-by-moment experience of us in meditation or not in meditation, we constantly remember that this moment is temporary and passing and has no permanence at all, and therefore it's appearing and disappearing like a kind of a wave. And secondly, that there's no one really in the end made it. There's not, who made this? Who made it? Who made this thought? Did you? Are you in control? The second talk of the Buddha, the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, when he just said, look, we can't control our body, otherwise we would never get sick. We can't control our mind, otherwise we would never suffer. We can't control anything, so how can we say it's ours? It comes from the world. It comes from conditions. So that slowly grows on us, that we learn, and we learn that, that things come because of the conditions that make them, an experience, a moment, a disease, a joy, a family, a company, doesn't matter what, a tree, a body, it arises because of the conditions that make it, and then it dissolves again. And if we keep knowing that in the microscope of this moment arises because of all the conditions that make it, right now. Kol hatnaim shegorem harega hazeh kayam k'rega shenachnu yodim biglal kol ha'yikum is needed to make this moment. All the conditions are making this. You can never go to the end of them. So it's that understanding again and again that experience is like bubbles that come and go. Again, in the word images of the Buddha, they're bubbles that come and go. This moment, this thought, this feeling, this word, this impression, this feeling in the body, the senses, shesh. Pushim. They come and go, and when we go there over a period of time and we keep going into that place of awareness of the three characteristics, it undoes the chain of paticca samuppada. The paticca samuppada chain stops. Basically, it undoes karma. We no longer get locked into image of ourselves. We no longer get locked into an image of a male, and I'm like this, and or a female, and I need to be like that, and I'm like this, and my thoughts are like that, and they're absolutely true, and I believe in them, and so on. Everything becomes a lot more, you say, Eravon Mugbal? Yeah. Conditioned. It's depending on things. It's not in itself solid. And so we gradually build a lightness, more playfulness in life, more sense of freedom. We fit less into expectations of others. We fit less into the clothes. We begin to take off these clothes. We don't have this one or another one. Clothes of being tafkid, gender, role, age, lumi, whatever, religion, anything. Just begin to get, the clothes get lighter. Someone once asked me how I'm with my grandchildren. How do I, if they're angry and, you know, shovav, they're, what do? And my answer and what I tend to do is be unpredictable. They don't quite know how I'm going to respond. How you say in Hebrew unpredictable? Bilti tzafui, yeah. And that seems to work because they're not sure what. And we can be a little less tafui. We can ourselves can be less predictable, less defined, less controlled, less stuck. And there's a lot less pain in that. And there's also less knowing. It's true. So we're more in an unknown place. And that can be a bit painful. And that was expressed in the male group. I was there. I don't know how much in the other group, Leela will say. But the sense of unknown, I'm not sure how I am in life now, from less defined role. The role is less clear, and not a role, but also gender. and what that means. It's less clear, so it can be a bit uncomfortable to have less certainty. But there's a compensation, which is there's much, much more freedom and space and possibility. So that's what I want to come to now in a few words. Looking at it from the world point of view, some of the old definitions are maze tired and toxic, such as patriarchy. And some of the roles are disastrous, such as what we do with our life, namely shopping. And in a way, we need a new kind of person at this time. We need to feel comfortable to be out of historical roles that have been so problematic and find ourselves in a place which is much more creative, much more open, has much more possibilities, and is much freer. And so when we kind of reduce the being closed into definitions and roles, what opens is the possibilities of life and making change in the world. And here is where the Dharma really becomes almost like revolutionary, radical and revolution. But it's not just now. The Buddha did exactly the same thing 2,500 years ago. He went to the kings and the princes and the Knesset of the time, of the tribes of the time. He went to the parliaments of the time and said, "What the hell are you doing? You're stuck in your forms. You're just fighting useless wars with each other." And he tried, you know, he was really revolutionary. And I think we need to be in a way in the same place. And that gives our... So it can be in our family, in ourself, in our life, in our work, and our friends, and just to be a sense of freedom and beginning again and possibilities that exist from not sticking ourselves too tightly inside definition of who we ought to be. And seeing that begins a really interesting relationship between us and the world, which is more creative, more open, and we can make a difference in any way that we can. We may not be able to do that much, or we may. That's not up to us. If we were Prime Minister, we'd make a big change. You and me, we make a little change. Okay, it's karma. We just, whatever is possible, is possible. But, so what I'm saying here is really based on the something a bit scary that came up, as I said, in the group. Who am I now? Who's the new me? When things are a little less defined. And I want to turn it on its head and say, the new me is exactly the one that we need. As a society and as a person, personally. The new me, and we just need to have the courage to be right there in that new me and say it's less defined but more free and powerful in a way to make change. It opens possibilities that weren't there before. And so looking at it in a very positive way, that sense of allowing freedom that we didn't imagine before. Okay. Maybe, but we will have time in a minute, I think. First of all, maybe Lila, you would say.
חשבתי לסטיבן ושדיברנו על איך אנחנו רואים את הסמינר הזה לוקח, לאן ומה הכיוון, אז באופן מאוד, הייתי אומרת, אורגני, זה מין הולך לכיוון הזה של לנטוש את ההגדרות, ובשביל לנטוש את ההגדרות אנחנו צריכות לדעת מהן ההגדרות שמגדירות אותנו בכלל. וזה מה שעשינו פה כל הזמן הזה. אבל לא רק מה ההגדרות שמגדירות אותי כאישה, או אתכם כנשים או גברים, אלא מה ההגדרות שאני מגדירה אתכם גם כן. זאת אומרת, הוויתור על ההגדרה, holding it lightly, זה הולך לשני הכיוונים. זה גם בתפיסה עצמית, זה גם ב-sense of self וגם ב-sense of others. זה אולי פה החיבור שאנחנו עושים כאן ביחד, והדבר המיוחד הזה שקורה כאן, ואני חושבת שבמיוחד אחרי אתמול עם לדבר כחבורה, כקבוצה של נשים, ולדבר כחבורה, כקבוצה של גברים, ואז להתחבר בחזרה ביחד, ומה יכולנו לשמות שם, מה ראינו בכלל שקורה לנו בפנים, במה אנחנו מאמינות, מהו הוויו שעומד לנגד עינינו ומסתיר לנו בעצם את הווסטנס, את המרחב הזה של הייתי אומרת המסתורין של האדם האחר, בין אם הוא אישה או גבר. וכמובן המבט הולך גם פנימה, כשאני תופסת את עצמי בתפקיד מסוים, בצורה מסוימת, באינקרנציה מסוימת, אז it's real, but it's not really real. משפט של צ'ינול, שהיה מורה של זן קוריאני מהמאה ה-14. זה אמיתי, זה מאוד אמיתי, בגלל זה אנחנו עובדים עם זה, ואנחנו מפרקים את הדברים, ואנחנו מצורים של התניות, והדברים משפיעים עלינו, וגם זה לא really real. יש משהו כל הזמן שאנחנו יודעים אותו בסוג של אינטואיציה, שזה, כמו שסטיבן אמר, זה משחק. במובן מסוים, it's a play of consciousness, of life, of God, goddess, whoever. מי שמשחקים פה, ואנחנו גם הפיונים של המשחק וגם אלה שמשחקים. ולראות איך ה-consciousness latches onto things, כאילו אוחז בדברים, תופס וממצק ואומר לא, לא, אבל זה אמיתי. עכשיו הריב הזה שיש לי עם הבת זוג שלי, עם אמא שלי, עם בעלי, whatever, זה אמיתי. כן, אני מבין את זה במדיטציה שהדברים מתפרקים, אבל זה מאוד אמיתי, וההוכחה היא הרגש שאני מרגיש. כאילו, נעלבתי, כעסתי, אני מרגישה, מה עוד? אכזבה. כאלה. וגם במקומות האלה לראות את הרגשות כסמני דרך שמובילים אותנו למה שחשוב לנו, למה שיקר לנו. חשוב לי להיות נראית בצורה מסוימת, חשוב לי הרמוניה, חשוב לי, והדברים האלה לא חייבים להתמצק לתוך התפקידים. אם את לא עושה את הכלים, אם אתה לא עושה את הכלים, אני הולכת לדוגמאות הכי בייסיקי, אז זה אומר שאתם לא, את לא עושים את התפקיד שאתם אמורים לעשות בחוזה הזה בינינו, ואיך אפשר לצאת מהסמול מיינד הזה, אבל לא לנטוש את הרגש, לא לנטוש את האכזבה ואת הפחד ואת הצער, לא לנטוש אותם, יחד איתם לעשות להם מקום לראות לאן באמת בעומק הם לוקחים, ואז להגיד וואלה. בעצם, it's real, but it's not really real. Does it make sense? אפשר אולי. כן, כן, כן. כן, שאלת האמת היא שאלה גדולה, אני לא הייתי נכנסת אליה אפילו. כי משהו יכול לחוות לנו מאוד אמיתי, בשבילנו, אבל אם אנחנו משתמשים באותה מילה, anyway, מה שמתאים, מה שנוח. אז אני רוצה לסמן את הטריטוריה הזאת של איך אנחנו גם עכשיו פורסים כנפיים ויוצאים מהמיצר אל המרחב, אבל לא נוטשים כן, את כל הדבר הזה, האנושי הזה, ש... שעושה אותנו כל כך מיוחדים ויפים ו... ו... unpredictable. זה בדיוק הסיפור הזה, unpredictable. לא, אנחנו מצד אחד לא בתוך תבנית, ומצד שני יכולים לראות איך, איך אנחנו כן נמזגים לתוך התבנית, אבל התבנית לא יכולה להגדיר אותנו בשום פנים ואופן, בשום צורה שהיא. לא תבנית של אישה ולא תבנית של גבר, יכולים להגדיר אף אחד מאיתנו, וגם לא תבנית של person, של בן אדם, וגם לא תבנית של חיים, וגם לא תבנית של מוות. וגם לא תבנית של דרמה. אז עם מה אנחנו נשארים? ועכשיו העבודה היא, היא מאוד עדינה שלא לנטוש את העומק של הנשמה שלנו ולעלות למעלה, לספיריט, יחד עם העומק, להיות כל העץ הזה שיש לו גם את הגובה העצום הזה של הצמרת והוא ראשו בשחקים כזה. וגם הוא לוקח מתוך החומרים הפרימורדיאליים האלה של האנססטורס, ואיך ראו אותנו שכבות ודורות של גברים ונשים, ואיך הראייה הזאת היא גם כן משפיעה ומתבנתת אותנו, ואיך, לאיזה מקומות עמוקים הדבר הזה רומז לנו שם בפנים. אז אני רוצה לשים את זה כחידה, או יותר נכון, כמה חידות, בשבילנו עכשיו קצת להיות עם hands-on, לעשות לזה מסאז' כזה טוב, או תדמיינו גוש חמר, לא יודעת מה שבא לכם כזה, לעבוד כזה, קצת עם, עם הידיים וירטואליות, וללוש את החידות האלה. איך אפשר להיות חופשיות בתוך צורה? איך אפשר לראות את ההשלכות שלנו ולא להאמין להם? איך אפשר להיות פולי הצורה כשאנחנו מתבקשות להיות הצורה? כי לפעמים סטיבן מתבקש להיות גרנדפאדר, ואז הלא צפוי מרים את הראש. אני מזכיר לי איכשהו שיר של ישראל אלירז, הבלתי יאמן פשוט ישנו. זה מופיע ככה. אבל משהו בו כל הזמן, אני עכשיו לוקחת אותך כדוגמה, משהו בו כל הזמן יודע שזה סוג של משחק, אבל הוא משחק אותו ממש ברצינות, כמו שילדים משחקים את המשחק שלהם. ממש ממש ברצינות. שהילדה בונה ארמון בחול ו- ותירה ומשקיעה, וזה זה, זה גם תיאור קבלי כזה. ש... וברגע הנכון, צריך ללכת, או מישהו קורא לה, או בא לה להיכנס למים, היא קמה, היא בועטת בה. ארמון, ומי בכלל זוכר אותו? אבל שנייה לפני זה, אם מישהו יגע לה, זה שאלה. כן. אז בואו נזמין את עצמנו להחזיק את המורכבויות האלה, כן? ביחד. From the form to the formless and back, from the depth to the height. נעשה קבוצות, כמו בפעם הקודמת.
אחרי זה יהיה זמן לשאלות ותגובות מהקבוצות. So your question,
אז אנחנו ניקח הפסקה, אבל קודם נסדר את הקבוצות ונגיד את הזמנים, בסדר? אתם יושבים פחות או יותר אותו דבר, נכון? אז זה לא יעזור. נכון, תודה, אורי. אחת. היא המתמטיקאית פה, אני לא מתווכחת איתה, אוקיי. אוקיי, אני אספור עד ארבע. תודה רבה. אחת. כולם, כולם? יופי. אז אנחנו ניקח לזה שעה טובה כזאת, נכון?
It's time.
Yeah. It's time. Yeah. ומוזמנות ללוש, מוזמנות ללוש את הנושא הזה היטב, ולהביא מאוד את האישי, כן? להביא את האישי, להביא איפה זה אצלכם בחיים, איך זה מתבטא אצלכם בחיים. אנחנו נעשה את אותו פורמט עם הפסיליטייטור, עם זה שככה, זאתי שמחזיקה את הקבוצה, ועם הריפורטר, וכמובן אנשים שונים, לא מי שהיה אתמול. לחדד את הנושא. Do you want to sharpen
sharpen the pencil. Our roles, our definitions, what we used to hold as being given and known and clear, so they're not so clear, they're not so defined, they're not so absolute, and it opens possibilities for us to be a new person. Where are we going with that? How can we do that in our own life? What doors begin to open for us? I want to look at the positive side. What doors are opening because we feel less sagur, less fixed in the begadim, because livush, because they're tight? What's opening for us now in our life? Where can this take us? Encouraging each other also in dialogue to support each other in this. Giving each other the wisdom of being in a spiritual path and opening more bigger space in our heart and in our mind and in our life. Not denying that there's painful places there as well. We can, not denying it, but looking at the positive side. Where now can I go with this? The sense of a more inner freedom and less ptocha kupsa. So where can I go with this? Where is it opening? Where's the possibilities? How I work with it? What's a wise way in helping each other in the group to do that? That's why I also think it needs time. We're giving it an hour because it's something that develops. So here the facilitator has maybe a bit more of a job. is really to help to keep things on track. Okay? So the first thing that you do as a group is choose the facilitator, or one of you will volunteer to be facilitator and reporter. And the facilitator might need a little bit more to encourage and offer here and there.
אני רוצה גם להציע, גם אלה קבוצות יותר גדולות, כי ספרנו רק עד ארבע, אז... זה לא רמקול, זה מקליט. אלה קבוצות יותר גדולות, כי ספרנו עד ארבע, אבל גם אני רוצה ככה שיהיה פחות יותר זמן שווה, ככה לשים לב שכולם ידברו והקול של כולם ישמע, ותשימו לב מה השתנה בכם במהלך הימים האלה. כן? מה התפקיד שתפסתם את עצמכם כאישה או כגבר, התפקיד שתפסתם את האחרים כאישה או כגבר, מה פתאום התחיל להשתנות שם, אם משהו השתנה שם? זה גם עוד איזה משהו לשים לב אליו. אוקיי, אז עכשיו 11:55, אני חושבת שאם אפשר, אם אפשר לצלצל בפעמון, נגיד בעוד 10 דקות, בסדר? ואז להתיישב בקבוצות שלכם, בוא נגיד, איזה קבוצה אתה, תומר? אז 3 רגע לגשת לתומר, ואז להחליט איפה.
4 פה.
1 לפה ו-2 לשם. בסדר? ואז תחליטו איפה אתם מתיישבים. אז שמישהו יצלצל לו 10 דקות, ואז נחשב. כן, ואז הבקשה היא לא...